Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You know, here's a head scratcher. I want to leave you with this hour. Arianna Huffington, right? You'd think that the pundit, become publisher, successful author, and founder of the Huffington Post, an empire that has been gobbling up traditional media for years, I mean, you'd think she would know when to stop, would know the definition of success. Well, today in New York, the HuffPo is sponsoring a conference called The Third Metric, Redefining Success Beyond Money and Power. I guess if you already have money and power, you need a new definition of success. All of this is just an excuse for us to talk to Susie Essman, actress, writer, television producer, voice artist, star of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. And first of all, welcome.
What is a metric?
What is a metric? You're on a panel here.
I'm looking at it right here. The third metric is because Arianna grew up in Europe where they still use the metric system. To us, it's Greek. We don't know what the metric system is.
It's all Greek to Arianna,
exactly.
Right? Isn't that the case? But you are on a panel later today called Leaning In and Leaning Back. And you are going to talk about what?
I'm going to talk about standing up, because enough with this leaning. You know, I think the whole point of the conference is really about women finding another way to become successful and powerful and happy and healthy, and that the idea of following the male version of it has just made people incredibly stressed out and it hasn't really worked for anybody. So I don't know that there's an answer, but I think the conference is about exploring it. And in my own experience as a stand-up comic, I find that women are generally uncomfortable with their own power.
Hmm.
I went to see a whole bunch of young comedians recently, 26 in a row. Put a gun to my head. But it was interesting, because what I noticed about the women, who many of them were very funny, they were apologizing for the material. They weren't owning their material. They were, and I pointed it out to my husband. He's like, yeah, you're right. Whereas the guys,
they're swaggering. Right?
Swaggering, and whether they were funny or not. And I've been watching this for 30 years. July will be 30 years that I've been doing stand-up. So I've been watching this for a long time. And I think having three daughters, 19, 22, and 23, I think that women owning their power is still a problem, and I don't know why.
Confident guys who think they're really funny and laugh at all their own jokes. Imagine that. We call that car talk here on the public radio.
That's funny.
So this is woman-themed in a sense.
Yes.
But I have to say, you know, with all these references to the male notions of success, I wish somebody had told me what that was. I think in today's world, even for me, I don't quite understand what the male definition of success is.
You know what,
is.
Though, John? That makes me always wonder if this is really more a class issue than a gender issue. You know, if there's the privilege and the entitled versus the rest of us.
Let me think. You know, let me just point this out here. The cocktail hour between 7 and 8 tonight is by Dom Perignon.
Yeah, there you go.
You think this is a class thing? I don't know.
But I just, you know, I mean, there's so many distinctions of gender and race. And I think that we forget about, well, we obviously didn't forget about it the last election. It was front and foremost. But I think that privilege and class is really the distinction between that.
Well, you know, part of this, I think, is a consequence of the economic divide in the United States,
yeah,
in that people who are successful in the media world, in the political world, in the financial world, are in such a bubble,
right,
that you can understand that they wouldn't know where to stop, because they don't really interact with the rest of the world, the world of humanity. Because a lot of people, I think, who are not in that world just kind of go chill out, have a life, for heaven's sake.
You know, I live upstate New York, which is really different. And that's my primary residence. And people, you know, a lot of women, I'm just saying the obvious, they're paycheck to paycheck, single mothers, you know, there's no time for leaning in or out or sideways.
But people do have a life.
They do have a life.
And they go to church and they have a spiritual understanding.
And they go to yoga class, right, and they go to the gym, and they, you know, all these things that taking care of themselves. And they raise their children, and they're fine.
You know, one of the sessions here is at the end of the day. It's called Do Men Get It? And it's Mika Brzezinski, and a bunch of guys, including her co-host Joe Scarborough. I mean, is that a wrestling match or is that going to be actual discussion?
I don't know. I'll be gone by then.
right. In a sense,
but I think, you know, I think all of these kinds of conferences are great because I think that a lot of people have a lot of ideas. I have different ideas than people. And, you know, let's just air them all. And maybe these are the powerful people. These are the media people and the powerful people that can get messages across. And media makes a difference in people's lives. There is a trickle down.
And I think, you know, Oprah actually is the sort of character behind the scenes here who really started – say what you want about Oprah. She really inaugurated, I think, in our time, this idea that if you really want to have a quality of life, you have to be self-conscious about what it is you're doing. You have
to choose
things.
And she got people
to
read.
Yeah, well, that's true.
She got people to read. You know, that's in my life, that's been an enormous thing, reading. But I was brought up with books in the house. You know, so people weren't. She got people to be aware of that, which I think is one of her greatest contributions.
And I think success in that context is having a rich intellectual life. Use your mind, use your body, make sure that all of the qualities of your life are you know, exercised fully in some sense. Don't just live in a career.
Right. And I think that is what Ariana is saying here.
But she's a workaholic.
Yes.
I mean, she's the worst.
But I think that's just her personality, and she tries to sleep and not have her BlackBerry. It's all about her. Yeah.
So we're all going to hug Ariana at this conference and go,
Ariana, I think that she has valid points. You know, we are a sleep-deprived nation, which is problematic.
That's true. That is true.
We are way stressed out, and, you know, we are unhealthy in our food choices, you know, all these kinds of things which do make a difference in your life. My whole thing with my daughters has always been, you know, somebody said to me once in my stand-up, I'm the queen of making them come to me. And that's always been my philosophy is I'm just going about my business. You come to me. I'm not leaning in. I'm not bending backwards. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You come to me.
All of which is a way of saying you can probably write this event off today here in New York because I suspect you're going to be getting some stand-up material at this conference. Am I right, maybe?
I hope so.
Possibly a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode or two.
That would be prime Larry, Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, to walk into a conference on women's issues and just completely say the wrong thing.
Yeah, he would be at the Do Men Get It? And he'd probably raise his hand and just say, no, I don't.
Well, he already thinks women are complete mystery.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got the track record.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Susie Essman, actress, writer, television producer, voice artist, star of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and panelist at the Third Metric Conference right here in New York. Susie, it's always great to talk to you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks so much. So the Obama administration's phone surveillance program, it's not a joke, folks, and it's got you talking.
This is Yvette from Miami, Florida, and I am really upset with the whole idea of the government being able to listen in, having grown up for part of my life in a military dictatorship in Cuba and then coming here and knowing that the government was always listening when we were talking to our family members.
We always want to hear from you. Give us a call. Tell us a story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tweet us at The Takeaway or just reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/The Takeaway. React to our first story this morning. That is the surveillance of the Verizon phone network by the Obama administration. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or give us your definition of success. What's your third metric? Thanks so much for listening. And you too, NSA. I'm out for a day. Todd Zwillick will look after things tomorrow. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.